Truly good to see all of you again this evening. You're visiting with us. We want you to feel free to come back and be with us at any time here at Eastside. We live in a culture that is always, and I don't like to use the word evolving, but it's always evolving. It's changing. And in that change, we want to ask ourselves, or I want to ask you, who are you? Because society wants you to change all the time. Society wants you to be conformed to their way of thinking. Even though you're a child of God, they want you to be like them in society. They want you to find your true self or be true to yourself. Be true to yourself is a catchphrase. And you'll see it sometimes. And it seems especially to serve the interest of what we might call the woke crowd. It centers itself, its attention on self first. I am more important. I put myself above anything and everything and everyone else. I take care of number one. You know, as a side note, back through the 60s and 80s, we had what was called situation ethics. Whatever happened in the moment dictated how you lived your life, dictated the rules and whatever. Today, it's more of a narcissistic society. Everybody's out for number one. We are self-absorbed, and this attitude of self-promotion comes at the expense of everyone else. You look at our society, and tell me I'm wrong, that our society doesn't look out for each other anymore. You know, sometimes I think we'd be better off if we went back to the situation ethics of the 60s through the 80s. But we're not like that. Right now, everything is self-centered on what I can get out of life. And I don't care about anybody else. And I want to suggest to you that we as children of God are not immune to thinking this same way, to having this same conduct in our lives, that I'm out for numero uno. What I can get out of life, and I don't care about you. But you know, this is the exact opposite of what Jesus taught as being necessary for us to seek, find, and follow Him. In Matthew chapter 16, beginning in verse 24, Jesus said to His disciples, Now pay attention to what He says. If anyone desires to come after Me, to follow Jesus, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow Me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for My sake will find it. I like what He says there. If you're going to follow Jesus, deny yourself. That doesn't fit in with the mantra of 2000s, where it's all about Me. Now, how can it be all about Me if Jesus says, deny yourself? It doesn't work. So if the Christian community, if you as a child of God are getting into this narcissistic attitude, we got a little problem. The same principle taught here is taught in Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. But disciples of Jesus are to wear a yoke. And that yoke is called self-denial. In the greatest invitation ever given, Jesus in Matthew 11 verses 28 through 30 says, "Come to Me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light." If you're going to follow Christ, you have to do what He says. You have to deny self. But in this society that we live in, we seem to have lost the meaning, the definition of what things mean. So what does it mean to deny self? And I can see the gears turning. little smoke coming out of your ears. You're thinking, well, I know what it means. I know what it means. Some are going, well, what's he going to say? Well, let's look at a definition or a few definitions. Remember, Jesus said in Matthew 16 and verse 24, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Deny self. That's the best definition there is. To deny self means that you give up your wants, your wishes, to do what Jesus said. And you look at our denominational world today, and people say, well, I don't want to do what Jesus said, but I still want the reward that he offers. And it doesn't work that way. Thayer says that self-denial, or denying self, is to forget one's self. To lose sight of one's self and one's own interest. So if you do that, then what are you doing? You're looking at others and what you can do for others. What you can do to serve Christ. And you're putting Christ first and others before yourself. You're denying self. You know, you've heard me use this phrase before. It ain't about you. It's about doing what God wants you to do. And part of what God wants you to do is to deny yourself and follow Him. Vine says it means disregarding one's own interest. Putting your interest before others. It's getting to be springtime, isn't it? Days are starting to warm up. The mornings are not as cold every morning. And I told Marilyn, I said, I'm going to aerate my yard. I'm going to put seed in it. I went and got my four-wheeler that's been in storage at my brother's house. Wink, wink, he's been using it to deer hunt. And I got his aerator. Brought it home, and I said, it's not going to rain Monday until the evening or afternoon. I said, I'm going to get this done. I get a text message while the thing's still on the trailer. Daddy, are you busy Monday? What do you need? I need a babysitter while I go to my doctor. No, I'm not busy. I'll take care of it. We're willing to do that for babies and grandbabies, aren't we? But what about our brothers and sisters in Christ? Are we willing to deny ourselves for each other? You know, Paul writes in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, and verse 10, that we're to do good unto all men. Sometimes that requires self-denial. He says, but especially those of the household of faith. Another definition says self-denial says no to self. So how do we apply this? How do we apply the meaning of denying self? Well, it means that I give my life to Jesus and not myself. My life is His. It's not mine. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 25, remember Jesus said, whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. You became a disciple of Christ when you obeyed him, when you were baptized into the watery grave of baptism. Did you really mean what that means in your heart? Did it really take hold? I was having a conversation with two sisters this morning, and we were talking about families and our lineage. And I said, I've got some on my mama's side that back before I quit Cooks altogether, I was treating her house. I said, I went in there one morning to do her service, and she goes, cousin, I got baptized yesterday. I said, well, that's great. And I said, then the next few sentences were laced with expletives that you can't repeat. And I told the two sisters, I said, they should have baptized her on a washing board and just scrubbed the sin out of her. But when you see that, they're not giving themselves over to Jesus. They're not administering self-denial. They really have, in essence, no desire to save their life or to find heaven. Because they still want to live in the world. That's not self-denial. When I give my life to Jesus, it means what Paul says in Galatians 2 and verse 20, I have a new master to follow in faith. And my priority of faith now is Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something right now that's going to make this hard. Because my priority of faith in Jesus comes before family. A lot of people say, oh, I'm not giving up my family. Then you really didn't love Jesus in the first place, did you? You're still kind of narcissistic, being you want to put family first, right? You're not denying self truly. It comes before other things in life. Well, I'm not giving up what I'd really like to do in life. Well, then you really didn't follow Jesus, did you? I'm not going to give up Jesus for my comfort. You know, we've had some cold, cold days here. And it would be easy to just stay at home in front of the fireplace and watch the live stream. But that's not self-denial, is it? Luke says, or we read in Luke chapter 14, verses 26 and 27, again, Jesus says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. It's a harsh statement, but Jeff didn't say it. Let's make that clear. I'm reading the words of Jesus. He says in verse 27, and whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So you ask yourself in your own mind, without raising your hand or nodding or looking at your neighbors and whatever, is this describing you? Do you put Jesus first? Now, when he says hate his father, mother, wife, and children, brothers, and sisters, he's not talking about what we would call hate. He's talking about you love Jesus more. You still love your family, but you love Jesus more. You love them less than you love Jesus. That's self-denial. Does that describe you? I'm afraid in a lot of cases it doesn't. So we're really not denying ourselves, are we? And I know that's the case because some of us will miss services and you ask, well, where were you? Well, I had family come in. Okay. You've heard it, haven't you? We are to obey Christ instead of indulging myself in sin or any other thing. That's self-denial. Obedience to Christ, full wholehearted obedience, is taking myself and putting myself second to what Christ expects of me. We read in passages like Romans 2 and verse 8 where Paul says, but to those who are self-seeking, that are not self-denying, those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath. He goes on to say, he says in chapter 6 and verse 12, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. You know, the Bible is we talked this morning about it being hard to understand. It's hard to understand when I don't want it to say what it says. It's as simple as that. You agree with me? We look at our denominational friends and they say, well, baptism, immersion is not necessary for salvation. We go, well, yeah, it is. The Bible says right here. Mark 16, 16, Acts 2 and verse 38. That's what it teaches. And they say, but that's what I want to believe. Instrumental music, women preachers, it's all happening. It's what we were talking about a minute ago, women preachers. But there are passages in the Bible that are forbidding us of things to do that require self-denial. Lust. We're commanded not to partake in anything that's lustful. 2 Timothy 2, verse 22. Lying. Ephesians 4 and verse 25. Fornication. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 18. And there's other things that are commanded in God's Word that requires self-denial on my part. I cannot partake of these things if I'm going to follow Christ. It's just that simple. But you know, anything that's commanded by God also requires self-denial. When gentleness and patience are required, it requires self-denial. We talked about that, some of us did this morning. That some of us, the older we get, the more patience we have, and some of us say, the older I get, the less patience I have. But it requires self-denial. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 14. What about love of our brothers and sisters in Christ? I can be narcissistic and say, well, I love them, but they're on their own. They're going to have to take care of themselves. Well, that's not what love really is. If I'm narcissistic and I'm thinking only about myself and what I'm going to get out of life, then I'm wrong. I need to deny self. But why? Why? You know, that's what the kids, my children always wanted to know. When you tell them to do something, the next question was why? 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 Deny yourself. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because temptation to sin is resisted when we deny self. We can push that temptation aside. We deny self and we're better off for it. We can refuse. It's easier for us to refuse sin when we deny ourselves. Look at Joseph in the book of Genesis. He could have done whatever he wanted to do. He could have had Potiphar's wife, but he denied self. He wasn't narcissistic. It wasn't all about him. What about Moses when he's mentioned there in Hebrews chapter 11? A great man of faith. He could have become great things. He was trained and educated in Egypt, in their colleges, if you want to call it that, in line to be a prince of Egypt. Now I know you're going to say, well, look at how he did what he did, and he fell from grace in Egypt. Yeah, but he could have owned up to it and says, I was just doing what any good Egyptian prince would do. But he didn't. Why deny yourself? Because refusing to deny myself is foolish and worldly. James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. We have to estimate ourselves as lowly and humble creatures. Paul teaches us this in Romans chapter 12 and verse 16. He says there, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Don't hold yourself in high esteem over your brothers and sisters in Christ. Keep yourself with a lowly attitude, a humble attitude. And selfishness, self-seeking, really does not satisfy self. You're not denying self when you do these things. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for your own interest, but also for the interest of others. Remember, it ain't all about you. And we have examples of self-seeking, of never denying self for anything or anyone or any reason. You go through this life and there are people that say, I deserve to be first. It sounds like the first grader when they line up to go to lunch. I want to be first. I want to be first. No, you had it last time. I want to be first. No, it's my turn. And that's what we sound like. We sound like a bunch of kindergartners or first graders trying to be first in line because they deserve it, don't they? Oh, but they really do, don't they? Who is the most important person in your life? Yourself? Your brothers and sisters in Christ? A lot of times they say, well, why should I have to share? Haley's oldest one turned 4. they went and bought her a new toy, and her younger sister turned two. And Clara says, I'm four. I know how to share now. So she let Abby keep the doll all night while she stayed with us. We're all eating. But isn't that another attitude of people? Why do I have to share? This is mine. I worked hard for what I've got. Why do I have to share? Well, the problem is the selfish don't see themselves as being selfish. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13. And then some will say, don't tell me what to do. Isn't it all about me? Really, I'm the center of attention here. Robert E. Lee wrote to a mother who brought, or said to a mother who brought her baby to him to be blessed. Robert E. Lee says, teach him he must deny himself. Here's a soldier. Isn't that what being a soldier is all about? Your brother in arms? Deny self? You would die for your brother at arms? That's what it's about, is sacrifice. We deny ourselves because denying self, then we serve others. In Matthew chapter 20, verses 27 and 28, Jesus said, and whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave, just as the Son of Man did, not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Are you ready to wash your brother's feet? Like in John 13? Are you ready to humble yourself in front of your brothers or sisters? Why do we deny ourselves? Because Jesus denied himself. And we're followers of him, after all, aren't we? Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 21, For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. You see what Peter says about Christ? And how many of us today, when somebody does us wrong, we have to get our revenge? You say, oh, but I'm not a vengeful person. Really? When's the last time you didn't blow the horn when somebody cut you off in traffic? You say, well, I don't blow the horn. Did you throw your hands up and point at them? Wave at them? I've done it. People cut me off or pull out in front of me, and I'll just wave at them. Do you see me now? We don't need to be doing that. Jesus denied himself. We need to follow his steps. We need to deny self even when life or others mistreat us. Christ, when he came to this world, didn't come to please himself, remember? Paul tells us in Romans 15, verses 2 and 3, let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. Notice what he says there in verse 2. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. What you do in your life should benefit others. You need to live your life so that others can receive some good from you. In Luke 22 and verse 42, that's the Father's will. That you and I would not be a narcissist, but be someone who's willing to deny self. You know, have you ever heard the phrase, it's my way or the highway? Does that fit in a Christian's life? I've seen men storm out of business meetings and slam the door because things didn't go their way. I'm thankful for eldership, especially the eldership we have here. if you've never sat in on a men's business meeting, it would be an eye-opening experience for you. You really need to appreciate the fact that you've got three men that take the lead in making decisions about business here. My way or the highway leads to spiritual ruin. When we deny self, that is a personal choice that each and every individual has to make. In Mark chapter 8, verses 36 and 37, Jesus talks there. He says, "Or what will you give in exchange for your soul?" What would you give? The self-seeker says, "I won't give up anything," and they'll lose their soul. The self-denier says, "I'll give up everything and will be saved." One final verse and the lesson's yours. In Mark chapter 8 and verse 34, when he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." If you're lost, you need to deny yourself. If you've never put Christ on in baptism, you need to deny yourself. You need to come to Jesus in obedience and be saved. If you're a Christian, you've already put Christ on in baptism. If you're not daily in self-denial, you need to return to Jesus with a repentant heart and confess your sins as public as they may be. And we'll pray with you and for you. But as I said this morning, this lesson really may not apply to you. You're doing everything you need to do. But there seems to be dark clouds hanging over your head. If you just need the prayers of the saints, we can help you with that as well. So if you're here tonight and you need to respond,